Today, the Federal Communications Commission announced expanded guidelines for children's educational programming on digital television. Broadcast TV stations will have to run the same amount of children's programs on their digital channels that they now offer over the air. The transition to digital will take place over the next few years, but as NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, today's ruling is part of a current debate over how digital television should balance the public interests with commercial concerns.
In the digital future, your TV will look a lot like your computer. Kids watching Sesame Street on PBS might point their remotes to the screen to help Elmo brush his teeth.
Oh, Elmo missed a couple of teeth. Please press the OK button.
The Children's Television Workshop, which produces Sesame Street, is now experimenting with an interactive channel. But digital television promises click-and-spend possibilities that worry some child advocates. Dale Kunkel teaches communications at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Imagine, he says, a child watching Scooby-Doo.
The child clicks on a mouse on Scooby-Doo's head, but that'll immediately transport the child to the Scooby-Doo website where you can buy Scooby-Doo Twinkies and cupcakes and bedsheets and so forth.
Kunkel spoke at a conference held by the media advocacy organization Children Now. Dan Jaffe was a conference panelist who defended advertising on kids' TV. He works for the Association of National Advertisers.
There's nothing wrong with children seeing advertising. They have to live in the real world. We can't put them in a hermetically sealed container until some magic day when they will start understanding that they are part of a society in which commerce is a major part of the world.
But children's advocates insist that interactive advertising is bad for kids. Patty Miller is president of Children Now. She was at the FCC for today's announcement, and she was pleased that children's educational programming will be expanded.
So right now, broadcasters are supposed to air 3 hours a week of educational programming for kids. In a digital world, they're going to be able to air up to 6 more channels. So it's a commensurate rule based on the number of hours they're programming. If they have 2 channels instead of 1, it's 6 hours, and so on.
Children Now and other groups have been fighting to change the rules for almost 5 years. FCC Chairman Michael Powell said the issue took a long time to resolve because the transition to digital television has been, in his words, difficult.
Quite honestly, 2 years ago, this would have been much more theoretical than realistic.
Now, Powell says, the timing of the ruling makes sense. Most stations broadcast digitally, and more people have digital televisions. Powell acknowledges that the good news comes at an opportune moment for a president near the end of his reelection campaign.
Well, I hope it's useful to the president on the election trail or anyone. And I mean, I think the fact that this was done in a bipartisan way by both Republicans and Democrats on the commission is more a testament to the public good than it is any partisan viewpoint.
But some broadcasters find even the current 3-hour requirement for children's programming too onerous. Anne West Boback, a lawyer with the National Association of Broadcasters, spoke at the Children Now conference.
In an environment where we have something known as the First Amendment, when you dictate to whether it be broadcasters or cable operators or content providers over the web what speech you have to put on, the Supreme Court has already weighed in on that.
That drew an immediate response from an infuriated audience member. He identified himself only as part of the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry. He said, for children, there is no free speech.
Do all of you talk freely in front of your children, in front of your 3- and 4-year-olds? Do you discuss your sex life in front of them? I was supposed to say to my parents, don't speak in Yiddish. I have First Amendment rights. I want to understand what you're talking about.
Broadcasters contend that they should not be restricted because viewers have so many more channels now. The original FCC rules were written at a time when the whole family watched TV together. These days, almost 2/3 of kids have TVs in their bedrooms, and cable channels aim specifically at them. But a few small commercial broadcasters are hoping to use their new digital powers to better serve kids and their communities.
Good morning, and thanks for being part of Brain Game. 3 high school teams have taken their positions in our studio. Their fans and supporters are packed into their places.
TV station WRAL in Raleigh, North Carolina, is already producing local educational programming for kids using high-definition TV. Jim Goodman owns the station. He says he doesn't see this programming as adding revenue streams.
We don't think about it as a business concept because it just doesn't feel right. But what does feel right is providing local children's programming.
WRAL should have no problem meeting any requirement for children's educational programming imposed by the FCC. But these days, its efforts seem to be the exception rather than the rule. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.